Giggles in the Valley is very proud to present the comedy of Larry Slotkin. Larry Slotkin!
Thank you, Sid, and polyester is definitely your color.
I don't think so. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you watching?
No, we were just sitting here pretending to be throw pillows.
Well, I think Kate's doing the better job.
Now, if we like this program, we find it funny.
Oh, come on! You could put anybody up in front of prisoners and they're gonna laugh. Especially in Canada. I'm funnier than anyone you saw tonight.
No, you're not.
Oh, really? A rabbi, a priest, and an atheist walk into a bar.
You're funny. Just don't tell that joke again.
Al, friends will say you're funny, even when you're really not, as you just witnessed. Now, being a comedian takes years of hard work and personal sacrifice.
Well, I don't know about sacrifice, but I've never been one to shy away from hard work.
Ha, 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 ha.
See? Made you laugh.
Alf, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Not now.
Are you gonna type all night?
Look, while you're here, let me run some very hip jokes by you. When I'm done, there won't be a dry seat in the house.
There's a challenge I never thought I'd face. Okay, let's get this over with.
Good, you're psyched. Anyone here ever been to a fast food restaurant? On Melmac, they were the worst. You'd ask for extra crispy, they'd bring you a cat with arthritis.
Alf, take my advice. Don't quit your day job, which, in your case, is just an expression.
Yeah. Like he knows anything about comedy. Mr. Oh, here's a humorous paradox I read about in Scientific American. I'm funny. I am. I could be a comic. I am funny. I really am.
Hey, does anyone want to hear a good gag?
Yeah!
I just bought a new car. It's not really new. It's an old UPS truck.
Hi.
It's great.
I'm Alf. Stand-up comic extraordinaire. I go on right before the fat guy. Whoops.
My name's Howie Anderson. I sweat when I get nervous.
I hope the stage has good drainage.
This is my first time getting up there. I'm really nervous.
You're not gonna faint, are you?
I know you're just starting out, too. But I can tell. You have star quality written all over you. Any suggestions you can give me?
Well, if I were you, babe, I'd use that weight thing in my act.
The weight thing? Yeah, that might work. Thanks.
Don't mention it. You're lucky. I don't have any physical characteristics I could play off of.
Okay, right now, I'd like you to give a very warm giggles welcome to a newcomer. He goes by the name of Gordon Alf Shumway.
Thank you, Sid.
Just don't stink up the joint.
Oh, anyone here ever been to a fast food restaurant? On Melmac, they were the worst. You'd ask for extra crispy, they'd give you a cat with arthritis. Did you hear about the Melmacian National Library burning down? They lost both books. And the second one wasn't even colored in yet. I'll tell you, women, am I right? Take my girlfriend, Rhonda. I could always tell when she was mad by the way the fur on her back would stand up.
I gotta stop you. I mean, I've been running comedy clubs forever, but you have redefined comedy in America. Before we get back to your act, there's somebody over here who is dying to meet you. Brandon Tartikoff.
Brandon who?
Brandon Tartikoff. I'm head of programming at NBC.
Brandon, people are waiting.
All right. I'll cut to the chase. You're a funny guy. We'd like to give you your own primetime sitcom to star in.
Yeah, I don't know. TV? I always thought my future was in film.
So did Shelley Long. Listen, we'll give you almost anything to get you on NBC. Frankly, we're desperate.
Hey, you don't have to convince me. I saw Nut House.
So what do you say? Are you in or out?
Out. And next time, go through my agent. You've been in the business long enough to know how it works.
You're right. I'm sorry. I overstepped.
Hey, how'd he slip in? Who's watching the door? Come on, guys.
Alf, you were wonderful. I got to dig my nails into my chair to keep from laughing out loud.
Willie, one day you're going to explode.
Alf, you really did redefine comedy in America.
I can't believe I doubted you. I mean, I am wrong a lot of the time, but I outdid myself here.
It's okay. I don't expect that much from you.
Could you start hanging out with me? That way I could be popular with the cool kids.
Depends. What's in it for me?
The knowledge you'd be making them happy?
No, really.
In Texas. He calls you a genius 4 times, and that's just on the envelope.
Check it for money, then throw it away.
The people from Charles in Charge are on the phone, sir. They'd like to know if you'd like to be a regular on that show.
Tell them if they dump Scott Baio and call it Alf in Charge, I'll think about it.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Alf, sir.
Barbara Walters needs an answer. Are you going to do her Academy Award night special?
Am I the only guest?
No, Marlon Brando and Margaret Thatcher will be on, too.
Pass. When will it all stop? I need my rest.
Alf, do we have to go into the kitchen?
You know the rules, son.
It's Mrs. Akmonik.
Stay!
Where have you been keeping him? There he is! At you.
Yeah, same back at you.
Mr. Shumway, would you be willing to come over and meet my bridge club? They all adore you.
Look, any other time I would have said yes, but I have a life now.
I love this funny man. Well, would you at least autograph a picture for me?
Brian, I don't do my own autographs, but I will touch the photo.
Better get back. Thank you, Mr. Shumway.
Yeah, you're welcome. Check her for money and get her out of here.
He ad-libbed for me. Oh, I hope to see you around. Save me a furball.
Well, I'm off. off to the track. I thought I'd fritter away some more of my money.
What about the Lifetime Achievement Award you're being given tonight? Shouldn't you be working on your acceptance speech?
I'll wing it. Oh, and sorry I didn't invite you to the ceremony, but you know why that is.
Because once we said you weren't funny.
That's right. Now you know where you belong.
The attic.
And don't touch my things.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Tonight, the People's Choice Awards has chosen to honor a man who has revolutionized the field of comedy. Gordon Alf Shumway has been responsible for a body of work stretching back to Monday. Unfortunately, Gordon is running just a little bit late, but he did call in on his car phone and... we've just received word Gordon is in the building.
Thank you! Thank you! So, how's life after bandstand?
I'm afraid you have me confused with somebody else.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Don Cornelius, ladies and gentlemen. Go sit down, will you? Get out of here. Look, I'm not a speechmaker. I'm a beloved entertainer. So, I'm going to do what I do best and tell a few jokes. Anyone here ever been to a fast food restaurant? On Melmac, they were the worst. You'd ask for extra crispy, they'd give you a cat with arthritis. Yada yada, bing bing.
Hey, Court, let's hear some new stuff.
New stuff?
Yeah, like stuff you haven't done before.
Yeah.
Oh, new stuff. Oh, sure. Did you hear about the Melmacian National Library burning down?
Yeah, they lost both books.
Okay, stop me if you heard this one.
Stop.
That's what I get for giving this business the three best days of my life. Ingrates. Tell Miss Walters I'm ready to do her show now. The name's Alf. A-L-F. Well, I was really big a couple of days ago. You know as well as I do, it's never gonna freeze over. Is it just me, or did my career fizzle all of a sudden?
Oh, Woody Allen called. He said that you confirmed everything he thought about television.
Really? He said that about me?
There you go. You're washed up.
No! I can't be washed up. Not yet.
Alf, is it possible that your fame lasted as long as it was supposed to? Andy Warhol said that everyone would be famous for 15 minutes.
Well, I want more than 15 minutes. I deserve at least as much time as Gavin McLeod got. Time's up!
All right. Don't encourage him. He'll come back.
Oh, All right, I have a couple of announcements to make. Bingo starts at 7 o'clock, not 6. Also, whoever's been taking the F from my name better knock it off. It's Alf, not Al. So, anyone here ever been to a fast food restaurant? On Melmac, they were the worst. You'd ask for extra crispy, they'd give you a cat with arthritis, no problem. All right, folks. Gonna step out of character for a second here and explain something. These are jokes. They were funny 10 years ago, they're funny now. So it wouldn't kill you to laugh. Now back to the routine. Did you hear about the Melmacian National Library? Hey, bartender! Excuse me! I'm in the middle of my act!
How many people would rather listen to the blender? And where's my wife's margarita?
Hey, when I'm finished, I'll bring her a trough.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's a joke! Am I the only one in this room who understands comedy?
Are you trying to be funny?
I knew you wouldn't get this stuff. You barely understood the buffet table.
That's it. I'm going to take that microphone and I'm going to...
Hey, there's any fighting in here? I'm going to throw you out.
You tell him.
I'm talking to you, Shumway. Go by table 4 and clean up the vomit.
Hey, Mr. Polnyakov, there are certain things I won't do.
Well, then you're fired.
However, cleaning up vomit is not one of them.
Hey, here's Howie Anderson, the comedian.
Howie.
Oh, look,
Howie,
I need this.
Howie.
Hey, tell some jokes, Howie.
Oh, I just dropped by. Well, I wasn't planning to perform, but if you insist... Well, now I have an aerobics class in the morning, so let's get this over with. Now, actually, I don't have time for aerobics. I have hobbies. I like to go to all-you-can-eat buffets. That's one of my hobbies. Oh, not for the food. I go to horrify the management. Because I'm there for about 5 minutes, and they look at me like I'm going to eat the whole restaurant for $5.99. That's the way they feel. That's fine. Now I go in, I kick down the door and go, I'm starving! I'm starving!
Yeah, I could get laughs too if I were fat.
I recognize that bit of voice. Do I know you?
No, I just look like a lot of people.
You're Alf. We started out together. Comedians everywhere owe him a debt. When we're tired, lazy, cocky, we ask ourselves, do we want to end up like Alf? And we snap right out of it. Thank you, Alf.
Ah, shut up!
Maybe he knows where Alf is. Excuse me, old timer.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Alf, I can't believe it. It's been 10 years. How you been?
I'm fine. Couldn't be better.
Alf.
Oh, this is a new comedy bit I'm working on. Watch, it's a spit take. It'll be funny.
No, it's all right. We know you've been working here for the last 10 years.
How come you never called us, Alf?
I was too proud. And after Lynn became a studio head, and Brian got his own TV series, but you'd think I was calling because I wanted something.
No, we wouldn't have thought that.
Really? Hey, Bri, can I have a guest shot on your series?
It's not up to me, Alf.
It's Alf, Brian.
Call the casting person on my show.
If you want your old room back, Alf, you know it's
no,
right.
No, Willie. Hey, I've been hearing a lot about MGM Lynn Studios. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It just feels good to get out of the steno pool.
You think you can get me a film? I mean, John Candy must turn down something.
No, actually he doesn't. Sorry.
Eric! Where's Eric?
Eric, well, Eric has been pretty busy since he replaced Scott Baio on...
No! Don't even finish that sentence! That's it! Willie, what were you saying about my room being ready?
If you'd like your old room back, Alf, we'd like to have you.
Oh, you mean that, Palomino?
Let's go home, Alf.
Shumway! Where do you think you're going?
I'm going back to the San Fernando Valley, where people think I'm funny.
We don't think you're funny.
Don't be a fool. You belong here. I'll start paying you.
You will?
Don't listen to him, Alf. All he's offering is a dingy nightclub full of faded dreams and lonely nights.
And $4 an hour.
It's a dead end filled with hopelessness and humiliation.
I'll give you back your F.
Don't let him tempt you, Alf. Come home with us.
What? And leave show business? Think not. I was funny. I was funny. I was funny.
Alf.
Oh, whoa.
You all right?
Oh, Willie. I had a nightmare. I was a stand-up comic, and I had to clean up vomit. Listen, I decided I don't want to be a comedian. I hope you're not too disappointed.
Oh, we dealt with you giving up dirty dancing. I think we can deal with this.
Thanks. I just realized I'm too pretty to be funny. I envy you, Kate.
Thanks, Al.
What?
You heard me. Breakfast will be ready in 15 minutes.
Because you must be starving, starving! Hurry up, because Eric in charge is on.
No! 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 Whoa. Well, at least Woody Allen liked me. I'm getting out of comedy. I think I'll be a plate spinner. Yeah.